excellent song. Had to listen to it. Love it. So jealous that Mike grabbed that for the bumper music. This is Tim Wingate, once again, sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog, who's on site in Plainfield, New Hampshire, with the Browns at the news conference that's been going on. If you were listening last hour, Mike came on, gave us an update as to what's going on as we're trying to get this exposed, the Browns situation exposed to the nation, so that we can ramp up the issue of where's the law? Show us the law. And before we went to break, I was mentioning that this is the same kind of thing that Bob Schultz did over 5 years ago when he threatened to starve himself to death if the government would not show him the law. And we went through months, and it's still going on. They have not yet shown us the law. It's not there in plain English, in black and white, seated somewhere in the federal code, someplace where it says, you must pay a graduated tax on income that you have received from anywhere. Doesn't say it like that. And if it did, then you got a constitutional question as to whether or not it's even legal according to the Constitution. So that, is that the right way to apportion, to create a tax? Founding fathers said that what you earned, what was your property, it's an extent of property. My labor is an extension of me. And if I choose to trade polishing your car for a bag of acorns, the federal government has no business, neither does the state government, neither does the local government have any business coming in and demanding that I give them a percentage of the acorns for something that I did for you. That's not how it is supposed to work. We need to get this taken care of because this country is going down the tubes really quick with everything that's the machinations that are in place, the laws that are in place. We need to get this straightened up. Folks, hang on through the break. We'll be back with Fred Smart, who's called in, and we'll get Fred's info on this as well. Hang on, we'll be back. The American Awakening.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabyte link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Everybody, Tim Wingate back with you on the American Awakening with Mike Herzog. Mike is out in Plainfield, New Hampshire with Ed and Elaine Brown and John Stadtmiller, and I'm fortunately here to help you through the next couple hours. Wanted to announce that we do have a guest coming up in the next hour. It'll be Alan Watt, our friend from Canada, who is an expert on a lot of the Bilderberger information, the, as I like to call them, the planetationists, those who claim that they are the ones that have the rightful rule over this planet, and you and I are all just serf slaves upon this feudal system of sorts. Hey, I want to bring up my friend and fellow freedom fighter, Fred Smart.
Hey, Tim.
Hi, Fred. So you are at the airport waiting for a connecting flight to get back here to the Chicago area, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm here in Seattle, and when this blew up a week ago Thursday, we were leaving as a family to attend a wedding in Colorado, and I'm flying sort of one of these kangaroo flights through a disjointed connection, but I'll end up probably toward midnight in Chicago. And I was on with Sean, did an audio blog, and I've been really trying to keep family first here, so I really appreciate everyone who has helped behind the scenes, and let's keep the prayers going for Ed and Elaine. And, you know, I was just sharing with Sean.
What's the blog spot, Fred?
Just type into Google, show us the inherent law, and you will come to Ed and Elaine's blog, Quest for Fair Trial in Concord, New Hampshire. But if you just type in, show us the inherent law into Google, you will get there. And, you know, this is kind of what we're all doing here. Just a little sidebar here. Back in 1770, I'm an acolyte of the works and the writings and the scientific discoveries of a famous gentleman back in his day called Emanuel Swedenborg, and this was the great calling in. This is the great calling in day of the disciples and the angels throughout the heavens to receive the inner spiritual meaning of the Word of God. And I feel like, you know, flying today with the press conference going on in Plainfield, and you on the air there, Tim, and a whole bunch of other people rallying around, you sort of feel the spreading tenor and the tone. And the glory of what the truth and what the light and what the love of God really does to bring us all together. And that,
well, not only that, it gives us freedom.
Yeah, it's a bond of freedom, a bond of liberty, a bond of justice, and it's fun, and it's free, and it's positive, and it's full of life, light, truth, love, forgiveness, redemption, and all of the positive things you can imagine that are part of universal reality. So I think that's
great.
What we're all doing right now. It's just celebrating the underpinnings, the tenor and the tone and the current and the beat of justice, of freedom, of liberty.
You know, Fred, you know, I'm glad to hear the upbeat positiveness, because I was talking in the Ed and Elaine Brown Hour with a guy named Chuck, and talking about the difference between being a Chicken Little patriot and one who's out there actually doing things. We know things are bad. We know things that it could get worse. You always have that negativity, but if you let it get you down and let it get you to the point where, oh, it's not worth fighting, oh, they've got too many, oh, they're so much bigger than us, you know, all these kinds of negative things, you don't even try. And what we need are people who are willing to stand up like the Minutemen of old, like the Sons of Liberty of old, and to stand up and say, I'm not going without a fight. It's like Mel Gibson in Braveheart. You know, there's a time to take a stand. This is the time to rally around Ed and Elaine Brown and say, we support them. What they say is right. We want to know the answer. Where's the law? Show us the law. Show us the authority.
Tim, you have shared this idea, this meme of liberty, meme of freedom, and
let me tell people what a meme is. A meme, okay. Folks, a meme is an idea. That's all it really is. Computer technology, whatever you want to call it. It's a meme is an idea. We've said it's like a virus. We're talking about trying to spread a freedom liberty virus. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, it's like what Lord said is when you have a light, you don't put it under a lampshade, you let it shine. And I saw my niece graduate from high school out here in Seattle the other day, and Curtis High School has an incredible choral drama theatrical record, and that was the first song that they sang in the Tacoma Dome out here, This Light of Mine, I Know Let It Shine, and, you know, it was just incredible. And to see those young people filled with the gleam and the glory of hope and redemption and fun to they don't want to be exposed to all of the heavy, heavy, dark, corrupt stuff that's going on. And I don't want to have anyone to have to go through, whether it's my sons and daughters and your sons and daughters or anything else, because if we don't communicate this meme of liberty as an idea, if we don't spread this light like lighthouses shining solidly from a solid foundation to all points in the dark horizon, if we don't acknowledge that the sun is going to come up every single day over the horizon, it's going to be a bright, sunny, light day. If we don't acknowledge that life, liberty, and justice and truth are part of what being human is all about, then you're right. It's lights out. And I think this is what being human is all about. It's about sharing the idea of liberty, the idea of freedom. And
right.
That meme, I think that meme is spreading like a laser beam, all points of all over the earth right now.
I agree. I understand you got a plane to catch.
Yeah,
so
I
got to
hop on the plane
here,
but thank you, Tim, and please pray for Ed and Elaine, and God bless everyone, Michael Herzog and everyone on the ground there. And let me leave you with this one idea, vision, of little children and families lighting a single candle, walking down one of those dark wood roads toward the Browns. One of these days, one of these nights, in the near or intermediate future, you can imagine just people walking humbly, peacefully down the road with a candle, a lit candle. And if we could share that vision and make that happen, my God, it could be a tradition, and why not start in the live free or die state. So thanks, Tim.
All right, Fred. Thanks a lot.
Take
for
care,
calling.
Everyone. God bless.
We'll be talking to you tomorrow. Excellent. That was Fred Smart, folks. I just have to echo his words. You know, as you've heard me say before, I've been involved in different aspects of the Freedom Patriot movement for the last 25 years. And I've seen a lot of ideas, a lot of concepts. I've seen a lot of really good attempts to reach out and try to follow the rules and regulations, follow the law, follow the civil procedures, the criminal procedures, try to bring these issues through the court system so that there could be a fair and open hearing and a legitimate adjudication of these issues. And I know there are people out there that argue over whether they're legitimate courts or not, whether they're Article III courts. I know all the legal arguments. What I'm telling you is that the idea and the concept of freedom and liberty is not regulated by law. It's something that has to be within you. It's a spark within you, a desire to be free. We've all had it. We know. We can remember. Last week I tried to reach out because we know that some of the federales, if you will, are listening in. And I challenge them and I challenge you, the listener. Think back. Think back to when you were a child and you understood as a child the concept, the idea of America. See, America is not a boundary. America or was not a legal system. America was an idea. America was the concept that people could actually live together free in a society where they were protected by a constitution that had laws that restricted the government from infringing on their natural rights as human beings to live their life, to exercise their life in liberty, and to pursue happiness. It's an idea, it's a concept, and we've been so, you know, beaten down in some ways from all the negativity. And I'm not taking away from the real threat of what some of those potents of negativity suggest. What I am saying is that reach back, think back. When you first got the concept of liberty and freedom and what America was supposed to be about, and rekindle that within yourself. And I'll tell you one way that I do that. And I know it's going to sound corny. I know it's going to sound corny. But I sing when I'm taking a shower. Sometimes I sing that old song set to God Save the Queen. We call it America, America, my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. I sing that. When was the last time you got together with your family or just on your own and sang some of the songs about what liberty and freedom is supposed to be all about? It'll help. It'll help clear your mind. It'll help rekindle your spirit. You know, in the scripture, it talks about, you know, gird up your loins. In other words, tighten up your belt, pull up your pants, and get ready to fight. That's what we need to do, folks. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Tim Wingate back on Michael Herzog's The American Awakening, sitting in for Mike as he's out in Plainfield, New Hampshire. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. Phone number here is 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, we'll take a few calls here as we come up to the second hour in a little bit. We've got some time yet, folks. We've got some time. One of the things I was talking with somebody off during the break here about being up and being positive and not being bored and not being down and depressed. And one of the things that crossed my mind as we were talking about that is something you'll hear me mention this often. That is, turn off the TV, please. You know, the TV is a wonderful instrument. It's a great educational tool. It's a great informative tool. But it's also a tool that can be that we know the system uses. We know marketers use it. We know that research has been done on the human brain while it's watching TV. And your brain kind of goes to sleep while you're watching TV. And especially some of the stupider stuff that's on. Your brain kind of goes to sleep partially, and you are more susceptible to suggestion. And I know you know this because you've watched a commercial, and it was a really good commercial, and not too many minutes after the commercial was over, you had a hankering for whatever it was they were advertising, whether it was a drink, a food, a clothing, a car, a girl, a guy, whatever it was. We know TV is a very strong thing. If you want to become free, if you want this liberty and to rekindle that spark of liberty within yourself, turn off the TV, turn off the computer, and start reading some things that are going to uplift you and enlighten you. And I would suggest you start off with the Declaration of Independence. Come on, folks, it's not going to be too long from now. It's going to be July 4th. And July 4th is about what? The signing of the Declaration of Independence. And that's what this country is all about. That's what was the formative document that started the government of this country. That we, the people, or the people there, the elected representatives in the Continental Congress, said, that's it, we're done with you, England. We're no longer going to be, we're absolved of all ties and loyalties to you. And that's, in effect, what Ed and Elaine Brown have done to some degree with saying, we're not going to play in your sandbox, we're not going to participate in your corrupt courts, we're not going to file papers, we're not going to do any of this stuff that you say we have to do until you prove by your own rules, not made-up rules, not their rules, your own rules of operation, you show us the law by which we have to comply and do what you want us to do. That's all any of us are asking. We're asking to stop the hypocrisy for the federal government and the people, our neighbors, our relatives, our friends, who are community members of our large community of this country. We're asking them, show us your authority. And if they can't do it by reason and argumentation, which does not mean quarreling, by the way, folks. Argument and quarrel are two different things. If they cannot show it by reason and logic, then following the rules of reason and logic, which is law. Law is supposed to follow reason and logic, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. You're supposed to pull it all together so it makes sense. If-then clauses, if this is true, therefore, or then this is true, everything's supposed to relate. It's supposed to be a linear line that you can follow. If they can't show us the law, then it's nothing more than brute force. And we have always had the right to resist brute force, even if it wears a badge. So I've been trying to encourage you folks, and I would like you to remember, I know a lot of the folks that listen to the program also are Bible scholars and know the Bible. And there's a passage in Revelations, or the Revelation of John, that it talks about one of the churches, and it was the church in Sardis. And The letter to the church in Sardis basically says this: I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you're alive, but you're dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you've received, what you've heard, keep it and repent. That's what we need to do. Strengthen the things that remain, folks. Stand up and be counted. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Awakening. Are we there? Are we on? I think we are. I couldn't tell. Okay, that's no problem. I guess I was talking and I wasn't yet on the air, so I was just simply saying, welcome everybody. It's great to be able to help out here and help Michael as he's traveling. And I really like that the bumper music about being angry. I want to go to our caller here in just a minute. So, George, just hang on. I also wanted to take care of a couple other things here. And that is, I have a blog called freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. One of the things I try to do is encourage people on things that they can do to change our country, to change situations, to get involved. And sometimes, as I said before, if the rules don't work, you toss the rules out the window and you do some other things. And I have a special offer on here. There's a one of the things I'm posting up on a regular basis, Freedom Shenanigans, or Shenanigan, and they're numbered. Right now we're up to number 4, but over the weekend somebody decided to do number 1, and number 1 is freeway blogging. And if you don't know what freeway blogging is, definitely just go to the website, Freedom Shenanigans, and you'll see pictures and examples. Freeway blogging, simply put, is making a sign on something that's disposable, like a cardboard box or any other form of paper or a sheet for all practical purposes, and hanging them up on the fencing, on the railings, anywhere over an overpass on a highway that gets a lot of people traveling. What you can do with that, a lot of people will see it until somebody comes and takes it down. Well, somebody put up a free Ed Brown freeway blog, and we got the picture up on the site. What I'm offering is that if you do a freeway blog, an Ed and Elaine Brown freeway blog, and take a picture of it and email it to me, and the email address is there on the website, on the blog, email me that picture. I will put it up on the blog, give you credit if you want credit, and send you a free America Freedom to Fascism DVD. That's all you have to do is go to the freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. All the information's there. Also, The links on the side will get you to a lot of Ed and Elaine sites, including the one that Fred Smart was mentioning. It's listed under Ed and Elaine Brown. They didn't want to get into all the little, you know, slashes and extra words and everything else. And we also, Ed and Elaine, have an official website that's called MakeTheStand.com. So to move on from that, the song that was singing about anger, and I'm not ready to make nice, I'm mad as hell, this kind of thing. You know, there's something really good about that. There is LiveScience.com, there was an article about that anger actually fuels better decisions. And they did a study to find out whether a group of people who are angry, what kind of decision-making they do. Now, we've always heard, don't be angry. Don't make decisions while you're angry. Well, that's sometimes true, but according to this, they wanted to see, can you recognize, when you're angry, can you recognize a good argument or a weak argument? And in both studies, the researchers found that angry subjects were better at discriminating between strong and weak arguments and were more convinced by the stronger arguments. Those who were not made to feel angry tended to be equally convinced by both arguments, indicating they were not as analytical in their assessments. The angry students were better at weighing their arguments appropriately depending on which organization had made them and how angry they were. So what we find, we know that anger stimulates adrenaline and it stimulates sugar and it stimulates the brain to function. So, you know, there's something really to be said about getting up and getting angry about the situation that we're in and not repressing it, not being PC about it, but get out there and do something about it. I am a person who likes to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. That's why I put up Freedom Shenanigans. So let's go to George in Florida. George, welcome.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
Very well.
You know, they're sitting there. You know, the thing is, last weekend down where my parents used to live, I was sitting there getting ready to sell my mom's dad's house. It was like late at night because I like to work late at night. They used a SWAT team and flashbang grenades, so CPS can go grab an infant child and a 3-year-old girl, and I went up and approached the cops, and I said, do you know what you're doing? And all you hear is, we're just trained to do what we're told. And I'm like, don't you think you're obligated to your oath to question sometimes what they want? And, you know, this type of stuff.
What did he say?
And what did he say? He said, I just do what I'm told.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm trained to do. I'm like, and, you know, the thing is, it's more like, you know, in Florida, you can't keep, you know, the men, they think being manly is watching ESP Sports Center and going to a sports bar and belching,
yeah,
and shooting darts. And, you know, and sure. I was like, you guys don't get mad at this? I said, this is your kids. I mean, I can recall back in the Civil War when Union soldiers used to go rape and steal children.
Wait a minute. You're that old?
No, but I'm reading in the Civil War.
Oh, okay. Now, wait a minute. You're living in Florida and you're calling it the Civil War?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, looking at history.
I'm just playing with you, George. Go ahead. We Southern partisans, we call it the War of Northern Aggression or the war between the states. But
I'm just Northern
with
tyranny.
You. There you go.
Yeah, but anyway, the Union soldiers were raped of the daughters and wives,
yep,
and shoot the sons of Confederate soldiers. And I would tell you, when the Confederate soldiers found out, They didn't say, well, don't get angry. They went with a vengeance, and
yep,
they hung these guys. They killed these guys for what they did to their sons and daughters. And you can't get the men to get angry.
Well, here's the thing, and it's funny that you bring this up, because we were talking over the break that I do a seminar on monkey wrenching the New World Order or monkey wrenching for liberty activists. And part of that is personality profiling or temperament analysis. We know that there are different types of people, different personalities, and some of the stuff that you pick up off the internet and that stuff is junk, and other of it is pretty good. We do know that there are basically four types, and then they break down into another bunch as well. Different personalities make up this world, but we do seem to have a predominant amount in the human animal, if you will, the human creature, of people who will go along to get along. I often call it the sheeple. Most people are sheeple. And people who've done this kind of analysis and scientific investigation have found, and this is a rough estimate, and I'm overgeneralizing just to try and give you the basic breakdown, roughly 70% of people are the kinds that are group-minded. They go along with the group. They follow the herd or the flock, if you want, whichever analogy you want to use. The remaining 30% are varying degrees of individualists, from almost being going along with the crowd all the time to those who are just, you know, leave me alone, I'm up in the mountains, leave me alone, types of individualists. So it doesn't surprise me that that kind of mentality would find itself surfacing in the law enforcement or the LEO community. We do know already that over several years of testing that the new recruits, the people that the law enforcement industry is looking for today, are people who are followers and not individual thinkers, people who are willing to jump when you say jump. They don't even want people to ask how high. They just want you to jump. So it doesn't surprise me, George, that you would get that from a police officer. And I've often said, if it didn't work in Nuremberg, where they were just doing their job, it shouldn't work here as well.
I mean, because, you know, what the laws are passing out of the legislature, and I ask, and even the legislature, they didn't read the bills they vote on. I'm like, I say, you know who you just voted for?
Right.
I say, you know, and the red flag is when the Department of Children and Families writes a bill, that should be a red flag because they want more power. I say, you just allowed a bounty for every state worker, up to $10,000 bounty to adopt a child out of the foster care system.
Yeah, to steal a child. We did a show a few weeks, maybe last week or when, dealing with some of these issues of, in fact, Florida grabbing people's kids. And to SWAT team, I just don't understand how going through the emotional trauma of a SWAT team operation against a family to grab the kids is helful to the child. It just boggles my mind. Anyway, George, thanks for the call. Appreciate
you
calling in. Keep listening. Mm-hmm. You know, folks, there's a lot of these kinds of issues that come up periodically, whether it's the Child Protective Services or whether it's just the complete and total militarization of our local police. We really have to start questioning what's going on, and it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be angry and rile up these emotions. The next step, though, is what do you do with them? Where do you go with them? You have to have an outlet for these emotions. And too many of us, unfortunately, we look at the situation and they go, oh, well, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. I don't know. You know, they're just too big. We're too small. Yeah, we believe in freedom. I'm just going to have to hunker down and hide out and hope that this passes over me. And, you know, if that's the way you feel, if that's what you really think inside your heart of hearts, I can't change your mind. I'm not going to try and stop you from doing that. Maybe that's the good Lord's instinct given to you to survive. And that's okay. I'm not going to deal with that. But I'll tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, and those of us, it's always been a minority that has made change in this world. People who are willing to stand up and say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Enough is enough. And that brings us into the issues of civil disobedience. Now, I've made the relationship with Bob Schultz when he was doing his starvation routine. And that's Gandhi did that. There was even some IRA guys. I remember when I was a young person, a guy by the name of Bobby Sands starved himself to death in a British prison. And he was a person fighting for Irish independence, I believe, in Northern Ireland. And these kinds of people are willing to do that, to make the stand. But some of us aren't interested in sacrificing our lives in that way just to make a point. I value their contribution. Something that Ed and Elaine are doing is like they're saying, look, we've had it. Show us the law or we're going to do this other, we're going to fight. And there's something that you can do, even though you don't think you can. And I've mentioned this before on Ed and Elaine's show, and I'm going to mention it here. Every single one of us in whom beats the heart of liberty and freedom, every single one of us who would consider ourselves a son or a daughter of the Republic, need to then start collecting data. We need to start collecting information. We need to find out who are these people that are pushing the issues, who are the administrators, the policemen. Who are these people? Because they're not faceless. These are individuals. These are individuals who have homes. These are individuals who have families. These are individuals who are susceptible to a kind of force that we don't usually use. And that kind of force is public pressure. It's community pressure. It's personal acceptance or personal rejection. It's basically calling them out publicly for what they're doing and shaming them for what they're doing. Shame can be a great motivator. It can also be a great manipulator. I don't advocate manipulation, but I do advocate using it as a motivator. And one of the things is, here's a free tip, and this is going to be freedom shenanigan number 5 when I get a chance to completely to finish writing it and putting it up. And that is, use Matthew 18 on them. Jesus in Matthew 18 says that when you know a brother has something against you, go to him before you bring your offering into the temple. In our day now, that would be before you go to church to sing songs of praise, and you know somebody's got something against you, and you can maybe make it right, or they have done something that they've hurt you, okay? Maybe it's not that you did something to them. They did something to you. You go to them and try and make it right. If they don't listen, then you bring a witness. And if they still don't listen, then you tell it to the congregation. And you let the rest of the congregation exact what is considered to be church discipline. Now, a lot of these people consider themselves Christians, and they go to church. Their families go to church. Some of them use their position in the community for not only having respect in their town, but in their local congregation that they participate in. They consider that, you know, that sometimes they're considered, they get special privileges in contrast to what James says. They get special privileges and special seats at the love feasts and the dinners and everything else. It's time to use that leverage. And you follow the issue of Matthew 18 and you confront them. Think about this. All across the nation, we find out the mayors, the aldermen, the congressmen, the police chief, these people that are breaking the law, even though they claim to be following the law, they're breaking the higher moral law. They're hassling and attacking fellow Christians with these different police methods. What if people started to go and confront them in their congregations for what they're doing as being wrong, and that they will be shunned and shamed if they continue that behavior? Now, that's nonviolent, but it is force. It's peer pressure force. It's the force of freedom exercising nonviolently. Just one example. We'll be back with a little bit more. Hang on, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. Mike will be back in a few days, and he's asked me to sit in on his program. Welcome. Glad you're back with us. We have another great hour coming up here pretty soon. We hope to, I believe, we are going to have Alan Watt on, and we'll be talking about some of the behind-the-scenes ruling masters of our society and our world and what they're trying to do, and maybe we'll get into some of the things that we can do to short-circuit that whole situation. One of the things I wanted to do here is read to you one of my favorite quotes. This is from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He wrote this in his very famous book, The Gulag Archipelago. Or do you say archipelago? Put the emphasis on a different syllable. Okay, here we go. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if, during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling in terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was on hand. The Oregons would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If people will just start to stand up and resist, this encroaching federal monstrosity, this mutant federalism that has been slowly mutating and reproducing since the, oh, you know, some people go back to the Whiskey Rebellion. I'll go back at least to Lincoln's abrogation of the Constitution. But this mutated federalism that we are suffering at the hands of now, we need to resist, and it can be done. One more quote. Johann Wolfgang Goethe says this: until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back always in effectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elemental truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment that one definitely commits oneself, when providence moves all sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise had occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, rising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance to which no man, woman, could have dreamed would have come his or her way. Whatever you can do or dream, you can begin it. Boldness has genius, power and magic in it. Begin it now. We'll be back after the break with Alan Watt. Stay tuned, folks. This is Tim Wingate.
Figure out I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is.
A message.